Hello and congratulations to this video course on how to boost course completion and engagement rates. We'll talk about how to boost higher online course engagement rates, which basically results in more back-end sales. Now, the reason why this is the case is because statistically, only 10% or less people who buy a course will actually complete the course. Now, if you think about it for just a second, if you have a course that you're selling and you have maybe 100 students and only one of them actually completes the whole course, 9 of them have the potential to buy your other courses, but maybe they're just not doing it. So getting your students to actually complete the course is going to help build more trust. See, what happens here is more trust that they have in you, the more that they'll buy from you. So that's the real reason behind why you want to make sure that you motivate your customers along and along. So this is video number one, the introduction. So let's talk about mindset first. It's all about your customer and not about you. Now, in other words, what you need to do right now is to put yourselves in their shoes. Everything that we talk about in just a few minutes and within the hour, I want you to think, what is it that my customer is going to want? Not necessarily what you think your customer wants, but what exactly do you know about your customer? And this is going to reveal to you whether you know your customer or not, which is a good thing, because if you don't, you can always talk to your customers, survey them, and get a better idea. So, like I said, if you don't know that, talking to your customers one-on-one, sending them a survey, asking for feedback is a great way to get their opinion involved and you understanding how to help not only them, but future customers. Now, here are the other videos in this video course. Video number 2 will talk about the human brain. Now, you might be thinking, why are we talking about that? Well, the reason why is because understanding why we as humans, chemically in our brain, take certain actions and why we do, those are very important in terms of implementing that in your business. So you'll understand why we actually have to go over that part, and it'll become clear to you along and along. Video number 3, we'll talk about the desire triggers. So from this point on, we'll talk about triggers, and the desire trigger obviously relates to the human desire. Now, you're only going to know that if you've surveyed your customers, and we'll talk more about that in that video. Video number 4, we'll talk about the progress trigger. Video number 5, we'll talk about the human trigger. Video number 6, we'll talk about rewards and points. So course rewards. In this case, video number 7, we'll talk about engagement rewards. Getting people to not only complete your course, but to engage with you. You see, scientific studies have showed where when people see other people are involved, there's a group that's doing something, people become more intrigued as to what is happening in that group. So if people are talking in your community, they're more likely going to communicate as well. If they're not, then of course, maybe they're likely to not do that. Of course, video number 8 will talk about the attention trigger. Okay, so in terms of what you need, you're going to need to have some money to purchase some tools so that you can create triggers that we discuss and the solutions for those triggers and the reward system. Now, there are some free plugins out there, which I'll talk about later on, but to be honest, we've tested some of those and they just aren't great and will actually cause you a lot of headaches. Free is not always great because a lot of times things are not supported. All right. So with that said, let's move on to video number 2.